you hear that music. Your feet and dance. They're dancing on the spacecraft right now. And it is. Reaching some other world games. Anyhow, this is your host, Tom Madison. This is Connected Dots. A video show. And that was the music playing. Fantastic guitar part to a song called I Want You to Be My Idol. That's right. One of the most fantastic, crazy guitar leads ever put down on a recording. Hey, it's at TD Baby Music Store. Visit the BBS Radio show schedule. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Hit the name of the show. Click on to the name of the show, Connect the Dots. That's this. We're talking it here. Connect the Dots. Go down to the CD Baby link and my albums come up. And 35 of the greatest songs ever put down on recording. Some of the greatest guitar playing you'll ever want to hear on American party songs. Guitar playing equal to all the great guitar playing ever done in the 60s. Yeah, you won't believe it until you buy it and listen to it. Unless you don't like guitar playing, I don't know what to tell you then. Go get an empty 5-gallon plastic water bottle and bang on it like a drum. It works. Believe me. I've done that at drum circles, if you know what drum circles are. People bring real drums there, but you can bring an empty 5-gallon plastic water bottle, and you can play the drums on that. It sounds just as good as a drum. Well, hey, this is an educational show. And as far as education, everybody needs an education right now to what's going on. The crazy people in charge of the world are trying to kill us, telecommunication companies, phone companies. They're all in this. Make us sick, kill us. 5G is coming to your neighborhood if it's not there already. You got to go out and look at your telephone poles. You got to see big garbage cans on top of them, cylinders the shape of garbage cans. And next to those things, you'll find these little rectangles, probably silver-colored, about the size of cheap speakers for a small audio setup. And out of these little speakers, we have arrays of antennas pulsing microwaves, one after another, maybe 100 to 1,000 little antennas pulsing out of this, 8x10 speaker, hooked up with the giant cylinders atop the telephone poles, and they are going to be broadcasting energy beams. I think the latest thing, 60,000 whatever vibrations. You can find that out. Go on the internet and find it out. But it's a serious health issue. We have to talk about it for a minute here. I believe the last show they were talking about it too. 5G, it's danger. It's coming your way. They have it set up in neighborhoods already. They just haven't turned on the juice yet. And the biggest danger of this is when the people get the new 5G phones, or even with your Wi-Fi computer in your house. If you're standing between your Wi-Fi system and the 5G network on the local telephone pole in front of your house, and it's turned on, it isn't turned on in most neighborhoods now, you're between that energy beam. So you're talking to 100 to 1,000 little antennas sending in microsecond time, sending powerful waves. Think of it as like X-rays, powerful energy weapon. It's sending not one or two little beams through you, but 100 to 1,000, and they keep going in an array across in a pattern. And if you're between the telephone pole and your Wi-Fi set, it's going through your body, and it's starting to destroy cells. It's starting to cook cells. It will be causing free radical damage. Look that up. Anybody who knows anything about healthcare, free radical damage. That's what happens when explosively high energies hit your cells, they knock them apart. The loose electrons start flying all over the place, and that's called free radicals, and that causes damage to your cells. Read up about it. It's not that difficult to understand. It's bad for your health. That's all you need to know. And if you stand in the same spot for too long between your Wi-Fi hookup and the telephone pole out there on the street, it's going to be sending this energy beams in. And when they all combine together right near your machine, all those little tiny energy beams are focusing together like a giant beam. And they're adding power exponentially to the beam, and it's going through you. And if you're standing in the same position, you are going to have some serious health damage to your body. Plus, I heard it's the same frequency as the oxygen and water molecules. That was mentioned in the last show, I believe. So you're going to have depleted oxygen in your body. Oxygen is important, and your water molecules, you know, you're 70% water. This is going to be interfering with that, too. And God forbid that you sleep between your Wi-Fi setup and the telephone pole out there. And you're doing 5, 6, 7, 8 hours sleep, and those beams are continuously going through you. Because this is kind of a system, it's on 24/7. It doesn't shut itself off. So you better think about moving away from a town that has this operational, shutting off your Wi-Fi, or move out to the country or something, and learn to deal with cable lines and fiber optics and other type of things. But this stuff is going to harm you badly. You're going to get cancer if you don't have it already. You're going to be getting it. This is serious stuff. Well, good luck calling your government and asking them to stop it. Maybe you live in a town where the mayor and the council will listen to you, but we know most people who have governmental positions, they don't do anything for anybody unless you pay them money. And that's the way it works. We know that. But, hey, let the warning, I'm putting out the warning, you know, other people are putting it out too, or just go on the Internet, you know. Go on Twitter. People are talking about it all the time on Twitter. Hey, you know, follow me on Twitter. I've got a lot of things I'm saying out there all the time. Tom Edison Press. I mean, that is my real name. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N and Press, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag out there. That's how you can follow me on Twitter. But I say a lot more on this radio show than I say on Twitter, but there's so much information out there, videos. You want to find out about 5G, there's always somebody out there putting out videos. So much information, yet mainstream media will not tell you anything about it. The phone companies won't tell you the truth about it. And nobody part of the establishment is going to tell you the truth. And you got to educate yourself on this and take your own precautions, you know, just like smart meters. They're bad for your health, too. But towns want to push them on people. The same thing with this. Phone companies want to push it on you. Of course, they're getting paid big money by the people who want to run the world, the New World Order, you know, and part of the New World Order agenda. Is they want to kill 95% of people in this world. Is that crazy? They've openly stated it. The first hint was the Georgia Stones back in 1980, basically hinting that we want to maintain the population at 500 million of the planet Earth. Well, we got a lot more than 500 million, so that indirectly equates to, well, we got to get rid of 95% of the people. And then we'll try to maintain it there. So that's 1980. So that's like 20, 38 years we've been warned about this. And now they're getting all their little cannons and tanks ready and energy weapons to really go gung-ho on this. And take it seriously. I mean, there's good information out there. The good ETs are here. They're trying to take away some of the bad guys like Soros and all the other crooks that are ruining the world. But the programs are in operation already. They're ongoing with a direction and force of their own, like a snowball rolling down a hill. It doesn't need any direction anymore. The money's in the pipeline, the plan's in the pipeline, and the pipeline is being strung from telephone pole to telephone pole, and they're out to get you, and they will, if we sit around and do nothing. I know it's much more fun to sit around and do nothing, easier, but as you know, we're at the point now we have to save ourselves. A government, come on, these people are hopeless. They don't do anything for anybody unless there's a lot of money involved, and it's sad. And of course, the people who want to get rid of 95% of the world's population, they have more bribe money than we could ever even dream of, and they're going to see. You know, that's why politicians are not getting interested in this, because they've already been bribed not to be interested. It's a sick world. By the way, republics don't work. I mean, we're seeing it right here in America. Sounded like a great idea back in 1776, a republic. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic. That's right. They never told you that in school. They told you how to teach... say the Pledge of Allegiance, but they didn't emphasize the word republic. Instead, they lied to you, told you it was a democracy. No, this is not a democracy. There are no democracies on planet Earth. Nice if they were. They all claim to be. You know, it's either republic claiming to be a democracy or a plutocracy claiming to be a republic or something of that order. And this is where we're at. Another thing, politicians are the problem there, you know, they all get bought out. Come on. For the federal government, we got, what, 535 people, the lawmakers, basically. And there's plenty of money in the world to bribe 535 people. And sure, maybe there's one or two that have ethics, but if you can bribe 530 of the people, the five that don't take the bribes, it's like they don't even exist. So, this is the situation. 5G, I don't know, maybe we could do at a football game or something where they have cheerleaders, or any kind of sport where they have cheerleaders, and they can get out there and start singing 5G, 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 gonna take down the 5G. Are we gonna take down 5G? Well, we better take it down. I don't know whether we have to buy axes and chop down the telephone poles or insulated bolt cutters, but to cut the cables. But we're gonna have to save ourselves on this, you know, because I'm out there every day. I'm watching what's going on. It's like. Like cockroaches in an infested building, the way these telephone guys are putting up the wires and installing the equipment and getting it ready. So when they turn on the juice, they're going to send a jolt of bad energy into everybody. Well, so much for 5G. If you didn't hear enough warning tonight, you never will. But tell your friends, you know, this should be taught in school. You know, the kids should be talking to each other about this. You don't need 5G phone service. You don't need 5G. Nobody needs that, really. It's being pushed on you. They're continuing to tell you it's to kill you. Get it? 5G is to kill you. I'll say it again. 5G is to kill you. It's the new world order. The people, fanatics that want to control you. But first they want to lower the population of the earth. You need to talk about this every day. But anyhow, let's just move on. There's good guys helping us out. One good guy, you need to go on Twitter if you're not on there. At least the guys I found, some of the best ones are out there now. And they're telling us what they're doing behind the scenes right now. I mean, of course, you'll never hear this on mainstream media, but if you got a pencil and paper or something else or just a photographic mind to write this down, I just want to give some mention, some people that are providing a little very important information out there regarding what the good ETs, the Galactic Confederation, or the Galactic Federation of Light are doing to help get rid of the bad guys off our world and help set the planet back in shape and get it ready for the fifth dimension frequency range, where we can go beyond all this evil that's been messing with our lives. So one guy is named, he's a Pleiadian, his name is Kabamur, K-A-B-A-M-U-R, space bar, T-A-R-G-E-T-A. That's Targeta. It's one of the stars of the Pleiades. But some of the best information is coming from Cobra Info 1 at Cobra, C-O-B-R-A, Info, I-N-F-O, 1. Now, this individual, he came on Twitter at the beginning of March. I think he has only 500 tweets, but he tweets some, 500 tweets of important information about what's going on behind the scenes. You ought to educate yourself like that. You ought to want to know what's going on, because it's all the stuff going on behind the scenes is leading it up to what's called the event. It's going to be a pulse of energy coming from the sun, or sent through the sun. Our sun, that's right. You know, that bright thing that shows up in the daytime. Just those are two good sources, or anybody related to the Pleiades. But the best guy is Cobra Info 1, at Cobra Info 1. And you'll be surprised at all the information we're being told. You know, once they get rid of all the bad guys, they're finally going to allow the free energy machines to be released. Isn't that good news, right? But it's not going to happen next week, all right? So we still got, months, a couple years maybe. In the meantime, we can't sit by and let them fry us with the microwaves to death with the 5G. Plus, the chemtrail planes are still flying. You know, I hear the, from following the Sky Cobra Info 1, I hear that there's something called the resistance going on. Apparently, people of some authority that work in government agencies or on secret projects, that they're getting together to establish a resistance to these crazy world control fanatics that want to kill us all and keep all the technologies for themselves forever. So that's those two groups are going to be helping each other out, but it's good to know there's something going on besides nothing, because if we look at government isn't doing crap as usual. They're a hopeless case. But, so I've been hearing this talk about the holographic universe. Come on, we've heard that a million times already. And in general, people say, what, are you out of your mind? Come on. I mean, the holographic light show at the rock and roll concert, yeah, that's been going on. By the way, I saw Pink Floyd fly a larger-than-life White Brothers plane about 130 yards over a horseshoe-shaped football field, completely holographic. You could see right through it. Plus, they had sound of an old engine plane, and they smashed it into the circle behind them, and out came a fireball back over the crowd on the field, that extended about 200 feet. And people went wild. Everybody's jaw dropped, like, wow, they can do this? This is back in 1987. But anyhow, as far as a holographic universe, you know, there's books out there, the holographic universe, and there's other books that try to explain it. But I tell you what I've witnessed with my own eyes, that I can see how there's something to it. I mean, the illusion of, first of all, solid matter is an illusion. You know, the forces that hold solid matter into place make it seem like a reality. You pick up a chair, you put it down, you pick up another object, you hold it, but you don't go through it. With a real total holographic projection, you sail right through what you see. There's nothing really there. It's all light illusion. But, so, you know, when you think about it, what an atom is, you know, we've heard the electrons spinning around the nucleus. Well, we've all seen the diagram. They use them in chemistry and stuff like that. They use, like, spheres attached with Tinker Toy Set sticks, and they make little hexagons, sometimes rings, and they use a sphere to represent an atom. But this is a bad representation because it perpetuates the illusion. In actuality, that molecule that you're representing with here, there's a little teeny dot in the center, and there's all that space between the teeny dot, the positive force in the center, and the one or more electrons spinning around it on the edge. And it's mostly nothing, really, except two energy points, you know, positive and negative, and there's a neutral one, too, and a few other little minor things there, but it's mostly empty space. Every molecule, every atom is like that, mostly empty space. And when once you perceive that, then you can understand that under certain circumstances, an object, what we call solid, can go through another object. But anyhow, that representation of a sphere creates the perpetuates the illusion of solid matter. You know, if the electromagnetic fields and all the other fields and energy is taken into consideration, it holds that electron as if it was solid from the electron down to the positive center of the atom. Proton, I think it is. So you got to understand that physical matter is an illusion. But for the sake of practicality, we accept it for what it is, and that's how we go through life. But in regards to a hologram, so it's not holograms, you know, atoms are atoms. They're not holograms, really. They're real things. But imagine this. Because an electron is traveling so fast that it could basically spin around that area, that proton positive center, so fast that it can actually all point at once and thereby gives you the reality of a shell, when in fact there is none there. It's just an electron spinning around so fast and covering every little inch of space at a certain distance from that proton. So that's the illusion of physical reality, except, you know, we just bypass that and accept the solid object as the solid object, and we use some practical common sense. Yeah, I'll pick that up. I can squeeze this that hard and it won't break. And this will hold that this much pressure, and this is how we go through life. We just accept it as solid. But in actuality, it's all of it has a lot of space between it. Now, as far as holographic projection goes, when you can learn how to expand your vision, and I can't do this for you, you have to find your own way to expand your own vision. You can perceive that there are spheres of light that manifest beyond the physical object that one could cause the color of the object. If you can imagine, let's say, a basketball-sized sphere of the color green, a basketball-sized sphere of the color blue, and a basketball size sphere of made out of light purple, extending out beyond a blue water bottle, plastic water bottle. So if you can expand your vision to see that, that something like a blue water bottle has three basic colors to make up that, the standard 5-gallon water bottle. Well, when, if you can learn to expand your vision, you'll see that those are the three colors that are holographic projections of light that give that water bottle that color. Fantastic, right? Why isn't anybody doing science on this? It's the crazy world we got. Scientists are all locked up torturing animals for big pharmaceutical products instead of investigating real science right here on Earth. This is why I tell people, buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. I got the pictures of the sparkle points that hover in the air, things that look something like fireflies. Now, they're even smaller than fireflies, but they float around like fireflies, and they give off sparkles like 4th of July sparkles. I've got the film on that. You know, I mean, I've got it on photograph, 35-millimeter photograph, so you can't tell me I digitized it, photoshopped it, or anything like that, because I got the negatives to prove that this is real photography and that these things really do exist. It's in my book. I have the only book in the whole world that has a picture of this. You ought to be interested in buying it, you know, and sharing it with your friends. Bring it to school if you're a school student. I've got the only picture of this in the whole damn world that's in a book. Maybe somebody has one at home, but I've got it in a book that you can buy, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever, any place you want to, all right? And if you're not interested in something important like that, a reality of sparkle points floating in the air that you can actually see, and I took the picture of them, well, I don't know. What, are you? Is your head locked in your cell phone or something? I don't get it. That's important scientific information. Why isn't it being investigated? And then there's the fake sky setup that appears. I never talked about that before, but I'm going to talk about it tonight. You know, when you go to certain events out in the wilderness, a fake sky is set up. Well, why even try to explain it? I have pictures of that, too, where the sky extends inward. The points of light, the stars, there's a reprojection of it down closer to the Earth. How it's done, I don't know. It's high-tech from ET technology, but it's done, and if you have good eye perception like I do, you'll notice, wait a second, the stars will look a little closer tonight. What is going on? And they can do it at any point of sky, and they somehow manifest starlight to be closer to the ground where the events are happening, where the doorways are being opened. Though I don't have a picture of it, I have the outline of what the manifestation of a doorway, an invisible doorway, would be without a stargate. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're interested in things like this, you ought to go out and buy the book, because I'm the only one who's got this kind of material out there. And I have it out there because I witnessed it firsthand, I experienced it, and then I went out and did my best to catalog it with pictures and some of the stuff before I learned night photography. I just had to draw pictures of it, and I'm a good drawer of pictures, and the pictures say 1,000 words. So anyhow, hey, Connected Dots Theory, you'll learn something. You can't help but learn something if you buy that book. You can't help learn something if you listen to my radio show. So anyhow, wait, I'm not done with the illusion thing and the holographic thing. So when you expand your, see if you can ask around, see if you can find anybody who's seen this, but I continuously ask around, and, well, people don't look up at the sky in general, but when you can see there's more to the sky than you think is out there once you expand your vision. And I never hear anybody talking about this. I don't know. I live in a special universe where I can see these things no one else can. But they're there. And I'm talking about a little sparkling lights going off and on in the sky. They're all over the place. Not as much as the stars, but there's a significant amount up there. But you have to expand your vision to see them. And once you click onto that, you'll see that there's more happening in the sky than you ever imagined. What are those little blinking red lights doing? I don't have the explanation for that, but I know they're there, and it probably has to do something with projecting energies. Plus, if you really expand your vision, you can see the folds in the air. We all know what soap bubbles are. I do my best in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, to explain this, but I'll give you a brief description here. We all know what soap bubbles look like. A little thing that for the kids. You stick it in the fluid, you pull it out, and you blow into it, and soap bubbles go floating through the air. And sometimes some of them are doubles and triples, and they hang on to each other, and one soap bubble comes off another. Or just like even soap suds in a bathtub or something like that, where the soap bubbles, one hangs on to another. Well, the air you walk through has those partitions, kind of soap bubble partitions. They're not as close as soap bubbles are, but they're, let's say, maybe 10, 20 feet apart, 50 feet apart, and one curves into the other. And these are the partitions in air that exist. Well, why aren't the scientists working on detecting this? You know? Because the fact that, what they say about science, you can repeat the experiment. Well, I've repeated the experiment with my own vision, and they are their partitions. You know? You have to go get your vision out beyond normal vision, but they are there, just like the blinking tiny red lights in the sky. They are there. So start asking around. See if you can find somebody else who's was lucky enough to catch on to this stuff. And again, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and get an education on what's going on right here on Earth. You don't have to go into outer space. All these amazing things I'm talking about here are happening right here. Plus, I got the pictures of the visible flying entities that leave light trails at night. Anybody can capture this with a camera. All you got to do is go out with a plain tube camera at night where you can keep the shutter open, leave it open for a while, a couple of seconds. And you wait till you get your pictures back. You'll be surprised what's going on at night. But I've got those pictures, plenty of those pictures in my book. Maybe that'll inspire you to do some night photography. These are realities. Now, hey, just in case you didn't realize, you probably know if you've listened to the show, this is a call-in radio show. I don't mean open the window and call out to me, because I'm doing a show from New York. I don't think I'll hear you. But call in as dial the number, 888-627-6008. And if you can't remember that, well, they got the number on the BBS radio site. 888-627-6008. You can actually come and share your information live on the radio. And talk about things they'll never let you talk about on mainstream media. And beware of the AI, artificial intelligence, those creepy little machines. They stick their little circuit boards in everybody's business. And it can be annoying sometimes. Never will I submit to an AI machine. Now, I just want to say that I've mentioned this before, but there's so many movies that were being made in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, basically. Science fiction movies talking about real products that we would eventually become aware of, but it was portrayed as science fiction because, nobody would believe it back then. I watched the movie channels, the free movie channels that show the old movies. Plus, you can go on the internet and get a download just about any movie you want now. Anyhow, so I'm surfing through the channels, and there's this movie. It sounds almost funny. Pajama Party. Beach movie from the 60s. And it's all, and the whole plot about it starts off with Martians are teleporting themselves to Earth to take over. And how do they do it? They walk into a booth on their Martian world, and they come out in a closet in this girl's house down on Earth. And they only could send 10 Martians at a time. Well, that sounds so real as to what the real situation is. I think the first teleportation thing, I was back in the 70s, early 70s. But here's a movie in the 60s, I think it was 1964 or something like that, and they're talking about the teleportation machines that we eventually got about, I think it was 1972. So there's just so much insight that you can get out of movies. And moving right along here, there is other things that people never talk about. You know? Like, actually, now we talk about love now and then, but the again, it's out there on Twitter, out on the internet. The members of the Galactic Confederation, Pleiadians mainly, are talking about the love vibration, that we all have to project more love, and that there is a collective consciousness of love vibrations. And the more we project love into our physical reality, the quicker we're going to get to this sought after fifth dimension where everything is good, basically. Very little goes wrong, and we're all having a good time, and life becomes easy and fun. And we're free from all the burdens and hassles and annoying things that the world governments are perpetrating against us right now on Earth. So anyhow, the Galactic Confederation, this group of Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, and other groups that other people talk about, other races, they're here and they are doing their best to raise the frequency of the Earth, and they're encouraging us to be more loving. And though those of us that live here, we know that we can't be loving to all the jerks and assholes that walk the face of this planet, because sometimes there's that old saying, don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't cast your good things before people, before creatures that don't have the comprehension to understand what you're doing. But there's enough of us good people around that we can be a little friendlier, stop looking in our cell phones and walking down the streets. Say hello to people, you know? Some of them you know, some of them you don't, or just smile, you know? Good morning, whatever. These are important things in life to do. this whole routine we've been tricked into doing. You go on a bus or a train, everybody is sitting there in their own little world with their head locked into their cell phone. Nobody talks to anybody anymore. This is bad socially, and it's not helping project any love. Plus, all the machines have bad frequencies on purpose. And so we're being, it's working against us, all the technologies. We need to be more loving because that will help raise the love vibration of our planet, which will help us get faster into the fifth dimension. The highly evolved ETs who are here, representing the goodness of the universe, they've been telling us readily along that we have to do our part and start projecting a lot more love and consideration out there. And it's up to us to find ways to do it. You know, it's not my responsibility to tell you how to do that. You should be working on it yourself. So anyhow, you know, tomorrow start talking to people. Hey, I got an idea. Let's project some more love, you know, or tell somebody you love that you love them, or give somebody a smile, give somebody a helping hand, because these things are going to help us defeat evil, and evil is what's ruining our world. Evil beings from other worlds, evil humans serving evil beings from other worlds. And while we're talking about other worlds, it's an educational show. I'm going to tell everybody who is listening tonight things you've never heard in your whole life. And, it's always good to hear something new. I mean, you know you're living on the planet Earth. And by the way, celestial beings from other areas besides Earth, they have their own language and they have their own words. You know, not everybody calls planet Earth Earth. We call it Earth. But, hey, famous musicians from the past called it Third Stone from the Sun, if you know who that is, Jimi Hendrix. Of course, he was talking about the Earth, but he called it the Third Stone from the Sun. Anyhow, different names for different places. We know that there's a solar system that the Earth belongs to, and we know there's a galaxy, the Milky Way, and we know there's this thing called the universe. But what most people don't realize is there are many universes out there, and there are local universes. We're part of a local universe. And then the more evolved beings are part of the super universes. Okay. And there's other categories too. But for the record, and I know you probably never heard this before, I asked you, what universe are you in? Most people would say, well, there's only one universe. Well, wrong. There's local universes and there's super universes. I just told you that. This information is known, not by many, but the name of our universe that we live in is called Nebadon. N-E-B-A-D-O-N. Nebadon. And, wouldn't you know it, it's known. It has a capital city or area that's known as Salvington. Now, hey, you learned something tonight. You're living in the universe of Nebadon. And the capital of Nebadon, in the center of our universe called Nebadon, is this area called Salvington. It's the head point. It's the authority of our universe, the universe of Nebadon, is this area in its center called Salvington. And all local universes are ruled by creator gods. Yes, the real one source of all did create other beings that had the power to create. Referred to as creator gods, and they also had the title of a Michael. Kind of like, you know, a title like Sir or His Majesty or something like that. It's a title. So all creator gods are of the Michaels. Popular name, right? And all the, this is how it works. All these creator gods, creator Michaels, have to prove that they are qualified to fully rule their universe and to be given all power on heaven and earth from the one first source and center, God of all there is, before he gives that authority to one of his creator gods. And there are many creator gods in many local universes. They have to pass seven tests. Kind of like the seventh voyage of Sinbad movie. Well, all of these creator gods, creator Michaels, have to pass seven tests before they gained all authority. And our creator God, creator Michael, we know him as Jesus, otherwise known as the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes the creator Michaels are also referred to as Christ Michaels. So anyhow, that's whom Jesus is, the ruler of our local universe, also the co-creator of it. All this information is known. It's been around for a long, long time. Nobody talks about it because people are uneducated. And who do we blame for that? Government, NWO, evil ETs that control our world, because they never wanted us to find this information out, but now you're finding a little out. And isn't this an interesting fact that local universes have systems, arrangements, well, you know, like our solar system, well, there's system areas, and they have their, no, they don't call us the solar system, we call ourselves the solar system. But they have names for different systems, and they don't necessarily group them together like we do. And the capital, the system capital that we're located in, the capital of the system that we're located in, what an interesting name. The name is Jerusalem. And very similar to Jerusalem. Isn't that a coincidence, or something borrowed, one word borrowed from another? Well, that's really interesting, you know. And plus, another interesting thing that about the higher reality, you know, they have elections there too, electing people, entities, or whatever. Except voting in the higher reality is different. Everybody's vote has a different authority. It's called your mota. You know, if I was to say, "Show me your mota," you might have a card pull out and say, "My mota's 777," because apparently you can have a mota rating, M-O-T-A. Show me your mota. If you're, it's based on your wisdom that you have attained. When you're at that particular location where you're going to vote, I hear the numbers go from 1 to 1,000. So if you have a 777 mota, well, you have a lot. Your vote carries a lot. If you only have, your mota is only 1 or 2, your vote doesn't carry too much. You might get discouraged and say, why even bother, ain't? But anyhow, that's how it works. It's a good system. We ought to have it here where people, educated people, have their vote counts more than uneducated morons. There's logic to that. So, you know, everybody listening has been so lucky to get all this special information that the rest of the world doesn't really know. They could know, because the information is gathering dust out there somewhere. But, you know, you got to, if you want information like this, you have to go looking for it. You know, seek and you will find. But it's out there. Everything is actually known. On Earth here, we basically rediscover things or have things revealed to us. But everything is known. And the information for everything, well, there's different bits of it elsewhere. They keep that information on other worlds, secure worlds, where it can't be tampered with by evil. Naturally, they would never keep it on Earth because there's so much damn evil here, it would have been destroyed a long time ago. Yet, and of course, they do their best to, even when it gets here, they do their best to bury it, because that's the sickos that are running our world. Anyhow, they won't have it running it that much longer. From what I hear, there's good news on the horizon. Eventually, the bad guys are being taken out. And eventually, law and order will come to be, and the human race will begin to evolve and will move into the fifth dimension. And, of course, a lot of you, as a human, personally wanting to move, pertains on your attitude. If you really don't want to move, well, no one's going to force you to, but why wouldn't you? You know, when you're in 3D, as we are now, all the bad demons can show up and give us a hard time and get away with it. And that's what they've been doing. If it wasn't for the rescue going on now, you know, we were up a creek without a paddle. And we're still not out of the woods yet, as the saying goes. 5G is right around the corner. Chemtrails are still being laid up there in the sky. And everybody who's listening to me should realize by now it's up to us, the people, to start doing as much as we can, because government is worthless crap. And as I use every week, I like to use this example. One of the best examples of what a worthless idiot is in charge of government, and there's no better example than Jerry Brown Sheet, I call him. And this guy is destroying California. I feel sorry for you people out there. This guy's got no brain power. What an idiot, talking about global warming and taking care of the Earth. Yet he fails to mention chemtrails, which is the major cause of all the bad things going on with the Earth. This guy is, I don't know, he's either brain dead, totally mind controlled, or the biggest bribe taker in the world, that he's willing to lie and make all the wrong decisions, lie to the public and make the wrong decisions. I don't know. His face might should be put in what I call the picture dictionary. When you look at the word idiot, there's his picture. I'm still waiting for that book to come out, the picture dictionary. You know, when there's a human being that represents a certain statement, like stupid or idiot, their picture appears alongside of that word. It could be a fun thing. And talk about fun things. Just for the record, I ran for president in 2012, and I had the new economy back then as an independent candidate. And I still have it now. I'm going to be running again in 2020, and I've got the new economy. Help me start it now. I don't have to actually be the president to start, but I invented I believe the president should be bringing things to the table, and I invented a new comedy. It's called Partnerships. I've been holding on to a lot of products for years, and one thing is fashion. I've invented the best fashion statement for men that this world has ever seen. You know, women have been the starlight of the fashion industry for years, you know, Paris, New York, and stuff, but there's men's fashion, it's we've been all deregulated down to one-size-fits-all type fashion, which is no fashion. And women do appreciate guys that look good. So I've got the patterns all designed up already. I just need the partnership with the person who has the money to set it up and take care of the business aspects of it, distribution, manufacturing and stuff. But I've got the drawings for the products that will make men look like $1 million. And the old ZZ Top record, every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. And it'll be inside of, and it'll be helpful in getting men to keep themselves in shape. Because when you're in good shape and you wear clothes that fit, not baggy, one-size-fits-all crap, you look good, girls like that. And the young men of today, they need some things to catch girls' attention, because everybody's locked in their cell phones. There's a lack of personal communication, and looks attract personality holes. So, you know, no better time than right now. Spread the word. I've developed a new fashion for men that makes men look good. And we're talking about clothes that fit, not one size fits all. So anyhow, it's ready to happen. You know, network it, get in touch. I'm ready to replace mainstream media, find people with the money to get the new broadcasting station, and I'll program all 24 hours. Things like that are easy for me. We can do it right now. The only thing stopping is the money, you know? And that's how it usually is in life. People with the ideas and concepts and artistic talent like myself, we're lacking the money. And the people who have the money lack the talent. So, hey, you people with money, get in touch with me. You know, help me with my presidential campaign, and we'll solve the problems as we go. You know, unlike everybody else, I don't have to get elected to solve the problem, but I do have to connect with the people who have the money to start the new economy based on partnerships, in which the workers, the partners, make all the decisions. There are no management teams, because management is trouble to begin with. My definition of manager is somebody who manages it to screw it up every time. We don't need managers, really. Okay, you know what? We're getting close to the end of the show. I hate to go, but it's the end of the show. And what can I tell you? I end it with two songs every time, because there's certain things I just like to, you know, start and end the same way. First, the lead, the fantastic lead guitar part of the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? That plays first, followed by the first song on my album. The song's better than Dylan. The name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody. That's it. Or I Won't Be Satisfied. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. On the survey here in New York for 47 weeks. And it's going to go on forever. One of the best songs ever created. I Gotta Be Somebody. And if you take the time to listen, at the end of the song, you'll hear the horse galloping. Only song in the world that has horse galloping at the end. It's just a great song. Anyhow, that's it. We're going to go to it now. I'm doing the countdown. Tell your friends to call in next week. Find me the people with the money. And let's start chopping down the telephone poles, to say Russ Olson 5G. What can I say? Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. This is Tom Edison signing off until next week. Next week, we'll connect the dots again. This is Tom Edison saying goodnight to everybody. Your 2020 U.S. president. I'm claiming victory already. How about that? I've got the guts to do it, the ego to do it, and I've got the solutions. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear.